Morning, Gutho.
Morning, how are we going?
Very well, thanks, mate. Were you a cricketer?
I wasn't as a kid. My older brothers played, and I think I played till you started playing with the real ball. I don't know what age that is. I don't know. But then stayed away from it because I played rugby, then league. So that was my Saturday.
For some reason, I thought you were a cricketer, Gutho.
Yeah, because Gutho's been telling everyone he is.
Isn't there someone? Well, who was it in Parramatta that was a cricketer? I'm sure one of you guys was a cricketer.
Nathan Brown.
Yeah, Brownie was a keeper, wasn't he?
Yeah, Brownie was. He was a good cricketer. I think he played New South Wales. And I think maybe 16s, 17s, or 18s or something.
Yeah.
And then come across. So when we have our cricket day, he's the first one picked in our team.
Oh, I had you confused. Sorry.
Yeah, real similar looking.
Big fast bowler, Gutho, I reckon. Top order slogger and fast bowler.
Oh, yeah,
2020 is definitely his go for sure.
I'm picking Gutho as a fast bowler.
Yeah. Aggressive.
That slim frame that's just going to
angry. Glenn McGrath.
Yeah. You're not a leggy or an off spinner, are you, Gutho? Please don't tell me that.
I'm like the pitcher, just line and lane.
Yeah. Top of off.
congrats on the 150th, Gutho. How significant was that win in the context of your season, considering, let's face it, Manly, they took it to you?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a massive win. We knew that they were going to come off the back of a poor performance and come out and try and go after us. And they really did. I thought it was a really good game of footy, to be honest, to be a part of. And both teams were just going back and forth. And look, we were lucky enough to jag one late and then Mitchie to put it over. But a lot of things didn't go our way and we just held in the game. And as you said, it's probably, in context of the season, was a huge win for us.
And Manly were good. I thought Manly, and in particular coming off the back of a rev from Des the previous week where they were basically told if they didn't perform, they were, you know, going to find themselves in reserve grade. And you could see and sense straight away that they were up for the challenge.
Yeah, I thought they were really good. As I said, we played a really good game of footy and they just come straight back at us. And they were probably a bit unfortunate losing Tom and then losing one late into the bin. But look, that's the way footy goes, and we were good enough to hold on and secure the win.
Gutho, we've spoken a lot this week about the Mitchell Moses send-off. Firstly, did you think it warrant, or sin bin, sorry, did you think it warrant the sin bin? But secondly, what do you do as senior player, skipper, in regards to when they call it back, you know, two or three plays to go back and penalise him? Are you asking the ref what's going on there? And is that inconsistent for you being out there on the field as well?
I thought it probably was a sin bin. It was probably a bit accidental. He sort of tripped into him and sort of jersey grabbed him. But, look, that's what you have to do in those situations. And, I was a little bit confused when we sort of stopped the play and got the ball back and he blew a penalty. I was like, yeah, how good, we've got a penalty. and then he started running up the other end of the field. And when he does that, you know, it's never going to be good. And, we knew we were going to be without Mitchell, but I thought in that 10 minutes we defended really well. And I know they scored a try just before Mitchell come back on and then another one straight away. But in that 10 minutes, we just kept turning up and they scored two good footy tries in that. But that's the way it goes. And we got Mitchell back and we needed him at the end.
Is that the way it's adjudicated now, Gutho? They can go back two or three plays?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes they go a bit longer. I think when momentum's still going and they've got a chance to score, they'll go back. But say if Tommy dropped that or Mitchell just took him out, they'll send him off straight away because you can't play on. But at the time, I thought we'd done really well to defend it and we'd earned a penalty somewhere and just had to go the other way. But look, I don't mind it because if you're on the attacking side and that happens and you score, you're laughing. But obviously on the defending side, you'd probably rather call it up straight away. Mm.
Gutho, Mitch Moses, when he lined up the kick, to what extent, I guess, was, you know, the Penrith miss from what was that was last year, wasn't it, in the back of everyone's mind? And, you know, whether he'd make amends, I guess, for that.
Yeah, it was big. Obviously, kickers, you sort of live for those moments. I remember as a kid, you'd go down the park in the rain and that's all you'd think about. There'd be 10 seconds left and you got to kick it to win it. And I remember coming off the field because that Penrith game was Reggie's 150th. And he goes, why couldn't he do that for my game? But, look, that's what he lives for. And that's why they practice and get paid the big dollars to make those moments and ice those moments. And credit to him, he nailed it.
And have you spoken to, I know you're close with the Trbojevic's, you've spoken to Turbo after, well, his predicament, the fact that he'll be out for months with shoulder surgery?
Yeah, I texted him straight after the game. I obviously didn't see him, and you don't want to go in there and sort of make more than it is. And I just texted him and said, I'll shatter it for him. He works so hard to get his body right. And we saw last year when he stays on the field, the type of player he is, and what he did to us while he was on the field. It's just sad to see for him the game. And as I said, he works so hard to get on the field every single week and just to keep getting injured. And I just can't catch a break at the moment. But look, I'm sure he'll be back and he'll do everything right to get back. If it's not at the end of the year, it'll be to start next year.
Another tough game on Sunday, taking on the Raiders down there in Canberra, Gutho. And I think they've been tremendous the last 3 weeks. And in particular, their front row of Papali'i and Joe Tarpany. I think they've just been leading by example. So it's a good test for Gillard, Campbell Gillard and also Junior.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I watched their game on Sunday and I thought they'll probably... I watch a lot of footy over the weekend. And I thought they'll probably the team of the week. Everything they did worked. They're back to the... They're back to running hard, and as you said, their two front rollers were tremendous. So we just have to go down there, really challenge our forwards to go after theirs. And I think the most important thing down there will be our kicking game, trying to kick them around, keep turning their big forwards around, and see what we can do on the back of that.
Gutho, Origin selection around the corner, mate. Obviously hopeful. You've been playing good footy and Parra in good nick as well. Surely that's got to help your chances.
Yeah, obviously you always want to put your hand up and play, and there's a few injuries in the outside back, so you never know what's going to happen. But look, you just want to keep playing good footy for the club, and if you get in that 17 or even in the squad, you just want to try and get in the squad and be around the best players of the comp. And if I get in the team, and I'll go out there and try and do my job and compete on everything. But if I'm in the squad, I'll get in there and try and prep the boys up because... Look, you always hate Queensland at this time of the year, and you want everyone playing well come that first Origin game. But yeah, look, you just want to keep playing, and I've obviously been around the squad for the last 2 or 3 years, and played a few games there. And once you do play, and you want to get back in that team, but whatever happens, and you just got to try and play your part for the team and for your state.
Who of your teammates are you expecting to be putting on a blue jersey in a couple of weeks' time, Gutho?
Hopefully a lot. You always hope for your teammates and sort of success and making these teams. And look, you'd like to think Junior and Reg are in the conversation. Mitchie, I think Matto's been playing some of the best footy of his career, coming off the bench and playing 60 minutes and causing a lot of havoc. But the more the merrier. We just need to obviously try and go down to Canberra and put a good performance in and let the selectors do what they want to do. And whoever gets that nod and gets to go into the squad and into the camp will do the club and their state proud.
What about Marcus Sivo? Returned. Was that one or two games now he's had back, Gutho? And do you expect him to be in the conversation for a call-up this weekend?
Yeah, that was his first game back. The plan was always to chuck him back into New South Wales Cup and try and let him get his fitness right because... 9 months off is a long time in rugby league. A lot can change, and you lose your lungs pretty quickly. But I'm not too sure what the plan was. I think they're going to see with how he pulled up and what he thought and if he was ready. As a player, I've done two of them myself, and you know when you're ready to get back into first grade, and you know when that confidence is there. And I'm sure they would have asked him yesterday how he was going and if he was ready. And I think Brad and the staff will make a decision on if he was ready to go, and if he is, I'll be throwing that ball straight to the left wing and seeing what he can do.
Loz, what are you tipping the Raiders by, 13 plus?
I'll tip the Raiders 1 to 12.
1 to 12, okay. Just a nice tight
just
one.
Just a nice one.
Well,
I hate to say it, I reckon, you know, we'll score right at the death.
Please.
I'll kick it from the sidelines.
You're due for a loss.
What have you ordered weather-wise?
You're due for not showing up for a second half.
It'll be 9 degrees.
Yeah, okay. No, not sideways sleet minus 7.
No, well, it's a possibility. Don't talk about the cold this week, Gutho. Don't let that get into your head.
Gutho, don't
mention the cold weather, all right?
I'm going to go jump in the pool now.
great stuff, mate. Well, I hope you get picked in that squad on Sunday night, and we appreciate your time as always. And good luck against the Raiders, Gutho.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.